Parshas Yisro, as well as Parshas Mishpatim, speak in great detail about the Maimed of Kabbalah Satorah, about the monumental event when God came at Har Sinai and gave us the Torah. And the premise, the presumption of all that we believe in when we speak about Torah is what we say from the Pasuk in Tehillim, Tzidkascha Tzedek Leolam, number one, that your judgments are forever, they are eternal. Everything that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us is forever. And number two, Visorascha Emes, we have a belief that everything in the Torah is factual, everything in the Torah is accurate, everything is authoritative, and it's all true, it's undeniable. Why? Because it was given from the Ribono Shel Olam himself. Writes the Radak in his commentary on Tehillim, on that Pasuk of Visorascha Emes, he says, someone who is an Oev Es HaTorah, somebody who loves and respects what Torah represents, Sonei Es HaSheker. Obviously, you will repudiate, you will reject anything that is not truthful, Shehi Hafucha, because that is antithetical to the very foundation of what Torah is all about. And Sefer Ezra, when the Navi there describes what exactly happened on Har Sinai, he writes the following, and it's fascinating that this is what he chooses to give us a description of Kabbalah HaTorah. This is what he writes. Al Har Sinai Yaradata, he says, God, you came down on Har Sinai. V'diber imahem mi shamayim, and you spoke, you communicated with the Jewish people from heaven. V'titen lahem mishpatim yisharim, and you gave them laws that are just. V'soros emes, and you gave us a Torah that is truthful. Chukim u'mitzvos tovim, and therefore this is the reason, based on that pasuk, that in Birchas HaTorah we say every morning, V'nasan lanu Torah emes, we believe that our Torah is truthful, and that is the very foundation. And therefore, it should come as no surprise at all that we find a tremendous emphasis on this idea of one following all of life in the Midas HaEmes, living an honest lifestyle. The Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos, in the very first chapter, Reb Shimon ben Gamliel Omer, Al Shlosha Dvarim HaOlam Kayam, which is a problem, because the other Mishnah says, Al Shlosha Dvarim HaOlam Omeid. And now suddenly we have a Mishnah, Al Shlosha Dvarim HaOlam Kayam, which would seem to be the same phrase, but they don't list the same three items. So that is a little bit of a problem that the Mefarshim on the Pirkei Avos try to explain. But either way, the Mishnah here writes, Rav Shimon ben Gamliel teaches, there are three things that make the world stand and exist, and those are Al HaEmes, Al HaDin, Ve'al HaShalom. Number one, we have to live honest and upstanding lifestyles. If we cannot do that, then the whole foundation of the world falls apart. There has to be some kind of trust between human beings. And if we violate, if we break that trust, then it just crumbles the whole foundation of everything that the world is about. So much so that the Navi writes when he gives one of the defining characteristics of the Jewish people, and this is quoted in the Gemara Bava Metzia, where we're told, She'eris Yisrael lo yasu avla. Nobody should think that I know all of Tanakh. I don't at all. I came across this pasuk in the Gemara. Very often, you know, they say that there was a Rosh Hashiva that once came to Ner Yisrael many years ago, 30, 40 years ago, and he was giving a shir klali, and he quoted a pasuk, and he said, he was like making fun of the yeshiva bachram that nobody knows where the psukim are in Tanakh. So he said, anybody know where this pasuk is? And Rav Ruderman, the Rosh Hashiva, called out and he said, Meseches Yevamos Daf Tzadi. You know, sometimes you know a pasuk from the Gemara itself. Look, it's more impressive to know all of Shas with the psukim. But if not that, at least I came across this pasuk where the Navi describes one of the defining characteristics of what it means to be a Jew. She'eris Yisrael lo yasu avla. We have an assumption that a Jew will not live life doing an avla to another person, trying to harm somebody else, velo yidabru kazav, and we will never speak a word that is not truthful, that is not honest. Unfortunately, we see that there are some Jews who choose to live life differently, but this is the way that the Navi describes the defining characteristic, the very fundamentals of what it means to be a Jew are, number one, that we make sure that we understand Nasan Lanu Taras Emes, and if you want to have a relationship with God, if you want to have some kind of appreciation for what His Torah represents and what it means, we need to live life understanding that as well. And the Gemara Pesachim, Kuf Yud Gimel, the very last parak in Pesachim writes, there are three, Shlosha Shakadosh Baruch Hu Ohavan, there are three individuals who God absolutely loves. Who are those three people? Number one, says the Gemara, Misha Eno Koes, somebody who's able to hold back their anger, that they don't instinctively respond when somebody angers them. God loves that person because the natural instinct of a person is that when somebody hurts them, they respond, they react right away. Number two, Misha Eino Mishtaker. Surprisingly, somebody who doesn't get drunk. Why? Because when people get drunk, we know what happens. They make all kinds of mistakes. They make very foolish decisions. And they're not themselves. And therefore, the Gemara says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu appreciates a person who is always even-keeled, who is always thinking straight, who doesn't take substances to make their mind wander off and have them be irresponsible. Misha eno mishtakra. And finally, Misha eno mamid al midosav. The Gemara says the third person who HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves is somebody who is not mamid al midosav. Don't be such a stickler. Somebody said something out of line. Somebody did something out of line. If this is the rule, you stick by the rule and you're not willing to ever be flexible, says the Gemara, not a good way of life. Try to be flexible once in a while. Try to be a little forgiving and understanding of other people. I would have said that when the Gemara contrasts this with the other group of people, HaKadosh Baruch Hu sonam, I would have said it's the opposite of those three, but that's not what the Gemara says. The Gemara writes there in Maseches Pesachim, Shlosha HaKadosh Baruch Hu sonam. There are some people who HaKadosh Baruch Hu absolutely despises and abhors. He's repulsed by these people. One of them is HaMedaber Echad B'Peh VeEchad B'Lev. One of them is the person who is not honest and sincere. They think one thing, they say something else, they act like politicians, and they're never truthful about what it is that they really feel. They just say what people want them to say, and they don't really express the honest truth of life. And that is something that the Gemara says HaKadosh Baruch Hu has zero tolerance for. Because we understand the Gemara says, Chosamo shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu emes. The very foundation of what God represents is absolute truth. Sheiris Yisrael lo yasu avlo. The Mesilas Yesharim, which describes so many different midos, so many different character traits that we need to consider and we need to work on, when he gets to Midas HaEmes. So what are you going to say about Midas HaEmes? The Mesilas Yesharim gives a introductory line where he says, Ein sarach laharach bedavar hazeh. By all the other midos, I feel the need to elaborate, I need to explain it, but he says over here, I don't feel the need to say as much as I otherwise would have for other things. Sha'aseichel mechaivo, because this is something that basic human intellect would have said, that we should all be honest people. V'hadas machricho. Everybody understands it. Everybody knows that this is the sensible way of life, and this is the only way to live life. And therefore writes the Mesilas Yesharim when he describes Midas HaEmes, no reason to get into great details. I don't have to go into the whole story because there is not so much to say. Any normal thinking person will understand that I have to be an honest, upstanding citizen in my life, and otherwise all will fall apart. All will disintegrate. There is no way to have a functioning society without that. So the Gemara says in Maseches Shabbos, Kuf Yud Tes Amud Beis, we've heard many different Mamari Chazal about why was the Beis HaMikdash destroyed. But here the Gemara says, Lo Charva Yerushalayim. Why was Yerushalayim destroyed? And the Gemara explains, Shepaskum Imenu Anshe Amana, because no longer were they able to find people who were truthful. People said one thing, they didn't follow through, they made all kinds of promises, they borrowed money, they said they were going to pay back at this time, they made a business deal, and then the whole thing just fell through because of dishonesty. The Gemara says, once God realized that there were no longer Anshe Amana, people couldn't trust each other anymore, he said, of what good is Yerushalayim? And the Ribbono Shel Olam destroyed Yerushalayim over that. So the Vilna Gaon is quoted by one of his Talmidim, Rabbi Hillel Mishklov, who wrote a beautiful sefer called Kol HaTor, which is a whole story in and of itself, why it's called the Kol HaTor. Kol HaTor means it sounds like Mashiach is coming. So the Vilna Gaon really had influenced his Talmidim that they should ready themselves for the coming of Mashiach, and that's why there was a big migration to Eretz Yisrael at the time. A big question mark is why the Vilna Gaon himself didn't end up in Eretz Yisrael. Very good question. And then there was a fight that broke out amongst the two groups of students of the Vilna Gaon. Some felt that the Vilna Gaon's instructions were they should go to Yerushalayim and they should set up a yeshiv there and they should build up Yerushalayim once again. There was another group of students who said, no, the Vilna Gaon said that Al-Pi Kabbalah, Mashiach is going to come from Tzvat, and therefore we should try to set up shop there because we're going to be the first ones to greet the Mashiach. Anyway, this was a very fierce dispute amongst the Talmidim of the Vilna Gaon, trying to interpret exactly what did the Rebbe mean when he said we should move to Eretz Yisrael. The group moved to Yerushalayim, one group moved to Tzvat. A couple of years later, there was the famous tragedy in Tzvat where there was a earthquake and everything was destroyed. All of them had to run away. And I think also there was a terrible famine there, and they all ended up coming to Yerushalayim. So some said, you see, that it's a siman min hashamayim, that obviously we were right, and we were supposed to be in Yerushalayim. Others said, no, it's just that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is testing us, and really wants to see how long we're willing to stick it out. Are we really going to do what we're supposed to? Anyway, this is the major historical dispute that happened in the days of the Talmidei Hagra. But either way, one of the foremost Talmidim of the Vilna Gaon was Rabbi Hillel Mishklov. He was from the city of Shklov, and he wrote a sefer called Kol HaTor, which has a lot of Kabbalah, which describes the coming of Mashiach, and a lot of the teachings that he was taught by his Rebbe de Vilna Gaon. And there he writes, if the Gemara says that Yerushalayim was destroyed because Pasku Anshei Amana, because God looked around and saw there was no one who was willing to be honest in their businesses, honest in their dealings with other people anymore, then we can also assume that that means that Yerushalayim will come back, the Geula HaAsida will be restored, when people once again learn about how fundamentally important it is to live a life of honesty. That is a teaching he said he learned from the Vilna Gaon, and it's obvious. He says, if this is what destroyed it, then obviously that is what is going to rebuild it. The reason why this is important is not just because we assume that Nasan Lanu Torah Semes, when we talk about the giving of the Torah, we remind ourselves of the authoritative nature of the accuracy of Torah, how it is forever and ever, like the Navi writes, Tzidkas Chatzedek Le'olam, this is forever. But outside of that, our Parsha also talks about Midvar Sheker Tirchak. And that is a principle that we need to think a lot about. How careful are we in this idea of Midvar Sheker Tirchak? And the reason why it's critical is not only because, as an upstanding citizen, this is what we should be doing, but also because Rabbeinu Bechaya, one of the Gedolei HaRishonim, writes in his Sefer Kad HaKemach, when he talks about the relationship that we're supposed to have with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he says, the Navi says, Karov Hashem Lechol Karov, Lechol Asher Yikra'uhu Be'emes. And he explains, writes the Rabbeinu Bechaya, a person who is willing to live life with honesty, that is a person that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to hear. The obvious translation of the pasuk is, somebody who calls out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu with sincerity, Lechol Asher Yikra'u V'Emes, he is the one who will be listened to. He is the one whose tefillah will be accepted. But the Rishonim say, maybe that's not the entire understanding of this pasuk. Maybe it also means, somebody who's living all of life, B'Emes, and my mouth, the Ribono Shel Olam, knows that I always say that which is truthful, that which is upstanding and right and correct, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I feel close to that person and I want to accept their tefillah as well, because that's the kind of lifestyle that they live. I remember I saw once Rabbi Elia Lapian writes in the Sefer Lev Eliyahu a very beautiful comment. He says, every community has its own jargon. Every community has its own language that they speak. So if you're in America, we speak English. If you're in England, they also speak English, but a little bit different. And if you're in France, they speak French, and in China, they speak Chinese, and everyone speaks their own language. He says, what is the language, what is the jargon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? And he said, the language of the Ribono Shel Olam is emes. And if a person doesn't know how to speak that language, they have very great difficulty communicating with the Ribono Shel Olam, because that is the language that he understands. That is the language that he speaks. And it was a beautiful comment. There he writes that this is the reason why when he used to daven for the Yamid on Yamim Naraim, he said he used to leave out, even though he was the chazan for Musaf, Rabbi Elia Lapian writes that he would leave out the paragraph about Hinani Ha'ani Mimas. Why? He said, because I'm going to stand up and say a lie in front of God and in front of the whole community, in front of the whole yeshiva that I'm being the Shliach Tzibur for. If I really understood what godliness was, if I really understood the Yirah Shamayim that I'm supposed to have, I really would be nirash v'nifchad, I would be trembling, I would be shaking. He said, I'm not. I don't really understand what it means. I'm not really so scared. I stand up, I daven for the Yamid, I figure it out, somehow I get through the words and I don't stumble over them. So he said, how, right before I'm about to present my tefillah, I'm about to stand up in front of the Ribono Shel Olam and say a lie? How will HaKadosh Baruch Hu ever accept anything else that I'm about to say? If Chosama Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu emes, if the language of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is emes, then we all have to make sure that the way that we communicate with Him is also with emes as well.